Glad to be with you all, as always, here at Emmanuel Church.
很高兴跟大家在一起每次来以马内利教会都是很开心。
I thought it was a good sign this morning when I woke up. It was cloudy, and just at 9:30, the sun started coming out.
因为今天早晨来本来是阴天，然后到这儿九点半一下子就天晴了。我认为这是个很好的这个预兆。
As you know, I've been sharing with you a new series of messages on the Book of Ruth in the Old Testament.
你都知道哈，我这段时间呢，跟大家分享的是旧约里路德记的内容。
This is a wonderful short story, probably the most beautiful and wonderful short story in the entire Bible, Old and New Testaments.
我认为可以说这个路德记呢是整个旧约里面最美的一段很短的这个一卷书。
The Book of Ruth is like a play or a show in four acts.
那路德记呢感觉像是一部分四幕的一个戏剧。
In four chapters, so easy to remember. In each chapter, each act or scene, there are two main characters in a particular location of space and time.
很容易记哈，这四章呢好像就像四幕每一幕里呢有这个主角，然后在不同的地方不同的地点不同的时间有这种两个主角这样的一个表演。
In Ruth chapter 1, we have act number 1, Ruth and Naomi on the road returning to Bethlehem.
那戏剧的第一幕呢就是路德和拿奥米在返回这个伯利恒的路上。
In Ruth chapter 2, we have act 2, where Ruth meets Boaz in the fields outside of Bethlehem.
那这个第二幕呢也是第二章，就是路德与波阿斯在城门口这个田间相遇。
And today we will look at Ruth chapter 3, which is act 3, and here we have Ruth and Boaz at the threshing floor.
那我们今天就来到了这个第三章呢就是路德与波阿斯在打谷场见面。
Next time we will look at Ruth chapter 4, which is act 4, and we meet Boaz and the other kinsman redeemer at the city gate.
那个下一次呢就会是第四幕波阿斯与另一位这个致敬的亲属在城门口的故事。
Last time in Ruth chapter 2, I emphasized the providence of God.
那上一次呢我在这里跟大家分享的时候就讲到了非常的一个重点就是神的眷顾。
In my last message, we saw God's providence in human circumstances, in human relationships, and even in human generations.
那我们上一次呢就看到神在人的不同的境遇以及人际关系以及他的世代这个世代的传承中都彰显出的保守。
Last time we saw how God from above organizes circumstances and situations where Ruth just happens to harvest in the field of a relative named Boaz.
那我们上一次呢就看到就是神怎样使用一些发生在人生命中的事情来眷顾人。那上一次呢就是路德在这个波阿斯的田间来收麦穗怎么样神怎么样的保守。
But in today's passage in Luke chapter 3 we see the human actors, human action involved in God's providence and God's working.
那我们今天等一会就看到的就是第三章看到人的行为怎么样在神的心意里为人通过人的行为来提供保守。
At the beginning of Ruth chapter 3, the wheat and barley harvest is over, and Ruth will never see Boaz again because the harvest is over.
那因为从这个上一章要结束的时候，我们就看到本来要是从人来看呢，路德和伯阿斯是没有办法见面的。为什么呢？因为就是这个是收麦穗的这个行动已经收获期已经过了。
We see that Naomi and Ruth, they don't simply wait around for something to happen from heaven above. Ruth takes action.
那我们也看到哈，路德和 这个 Naomi 呢，他们不是就是坐在那儿等着事情来发生，而是他们会采取一些行动。
So another big theme in the entire book of Ruth is that God's providence is also seen in human actions.
那所以我们就看到，就是说神的保守呢，他也会通过人的行为来实现。
God's providence is not just something that God brings down from heaven and organizes human events.
所以神的眷顾和保守不只是说神从天上给送下来的，直接送下来的。
Sometimes we often see God's providence working through and in human actions.
所以我们常常可以看到神的保守是在人的行为当中，或者在人在生活的过程中，通过我们人的行为来实现的。
So in today's act, scene three, we see the humans playing a much larger role in the providence of God.
那我们今天的第三章呢，我们就可以看到哈，就是人的行为在神的这个保守中所彰显出来这个他们所承担的比较大的这个角色。
Let us open in prayer.
让我们先用祷告来开始。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of worship.
亲爱的天父，我们为今天的敬拜来感谢你。
We pray you be with us as we look into the book of Ruth.
我们祷告，当我们学习路德记的时候，你与我们同在。
We pray that as we see your hand working through these human actors,
帮助我们看见通过人的角色的行为，看到你在我们生命中的作用。
You can help us see in our own life today your providence and goodness.
帮助我们在我们每日的生活当中看到你的眷顾，你的行为。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Another way in which we see God's providence in human actions is when we look at Boaz.
那我们通过看这个波阿斯这个人呢，我们也可以看到神在我们在人的生命中的作用。
Back in chapter 2, Boaz meets Ruth. He hears about her goodness and kindness to Naomi, and he prays a blessing upon her from God.
因为我们在第二章的时候呢，看到就是波阿斯听到了路德向拿欧米所彰显的恩典以后呢，那波阿斯就赞美并祝福路德。
In Ruth 2:11 and following, it reads, Boaz replied, I have been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before.May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
因为在路德记的二章十一节开始这样记录，波阿斯回答说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本族，到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
In the next act, in the next scene, it is Boaz who answers his own prayer and blessing for Ruth.
然后我们接下来就可以看到，波阿斯他本人呢，就成了他对路德的祷告以及祝福。
Now, this is a little technical, but in Ruth chapter 3, verse 9, this phrase is repeated from chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
所以就是其实在第三章这个第三章第九节这一段呢，其实是对第二章十一节这边其实是一个重复，可能如果分析的时候好像有一点技术上来解释。
In the NIV, which is the standard English translation I use, it reads verse 9, Who are you? He asked. I am your servant Ruth, she said. Spread the corner of your garment over me, for you are a guardian redeemer of our family.
因为三章九节这样说，他就说，你是谁？ 回答说，我是你的婢女路德，求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为我是你一个至敬的亲属。
That expression, corner of your garment, is actually the Hebrew word for wings, as it says in the ESV, verse 9.
那因为在这里，就是 NIV 的翻译，就是衣襟遮盖我呢，就是衣襟，衣服的一角，在另一个翻译的文本中是用这个翅膀。
The Hebrew word is a clear echo and repeat of the word wings in chapter 2.I don't know how to translate. I don't know what the Chinese translation does.
Yeah, the Chinese is the wing in chapter 2, and then chapter 3 is garment, the corner of garment.
Okay, just like the NIV.
Yeah. 所以就是中文的翻译是跟 NIV 一样的，因为这个我们在第三章这里用的是衣襟。那第二章其实用希伯来词是同一个词，在二章这地方用的就是翅膀。
So the ESV English translation is also very good. It tends to be more literal, and you will see there in the ESV, it translates, "Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer."
所以就像这个英文 ESV 的翻译呢，就更加的这个图像化，因为它是说。用你的翅膀来遮盖我。
The point is that Boaz had prayed a blessing that God would reward Ruth for her faithfulness by the God of Israel under whose wings she had come to take shelter and refuge.
那我想在这里强调的就是说，就像这个当时波阿斯他祝福路德说，愿以色列的神用翅膀来遮蔽你，那然后在第三章这里路德用这个翅膀就来回复，就是就像波阿斯本人就是用他的翅膀来遮盖路德，那就是其实是神的祝福来祝福，就是波阿斯就成了神的祝福，他也应验了他的祷告。
Now in chapter 3, Ruth says to Boaz, "Spread your wings over me, for you are a guardian redeemer."
那就像在这个三章，路德就说，哦，愿你用你的翅膀来遮蔽我，因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。
So we move from God's wings to Boaz's wings, and so God's providence is shifting now.To human actions.
所以从以色列神的翅膀到波阿斯的翅膀，那就是说从神的祝福通过人的施恩来实现。
Let's focus now on Ruth chapter 3. What exactly is going on with the two of them at night on the threshing floor?
所以我们现在就来看这个路德记的第三章，那就是路德与波阿斯在这个打谷场到底发生了什么事情。
As I mentioned before, at the end of chapter 2, the harvest is over. Boaz would never see Ruth. Ruth would never see Boaz. And Naomi takes action. She has a plan to get them back together.
就像我们上一章看到，因为这个整个这个大小麦的收割季节呢已经结束了，如果收割季已经结束了，那波阿斯和路德就不可能再就是没有见面的机会了。但这个时候呢，这个Naomi就开始有了他的计划，他就想安排这两个人晚上的时候可以在打谷场有机会见面。
After the harvesting, there's another process called threshing.
那就是这个收割的季节结束之后呢，有一个就是那种打谷的一段时间。
After the harvesting, these farmers would take these stalks of sheaves of grain and bring them to this place called the threshing floor.
因为在收割结束之后呢，这农夫们就会把这个已经成捆的谷物就运到一块叫这个打谷场的地方。
The threshing floor is usually a location outside of the town or the village with a hard surface ground and where the wind will blow, usually west to east.
一般来说呢，这个打谷场会在一个比较低的地方，而且是在城墙的外面。那一般这个风会那个从西面这样刮过来，会有风。
They would use animals like oxen to walk on the stalks of grain to separate the grain from the stalks.
他们会用这个动物在这个谷物上面走来走去，把这个谷的外壳和里面的果实能够分开。
And then also, these animals would separate the shell from the grain or the husk from the grain and separate them.
然后呢，还有这个动物会这个会用这种动物来把这个骨壳和这个骨粒，那个就是这个骨皮，就是也要分开。
The final process is where the farmers would throw up the stalks and the grain so that the shell, the husk would fly away and the grain would fall down and they would collect the real food of the grain.
然后最后一个程序呢，就是这个农夫们会把这个连着个谷物和谷实的这个产品呢，把它给往空中扬散，因着风吹了以后呢，这个谷皮就会被吹走，这个实这个真正的这个粮食呢，就会落在地上。
This was a joyful time, a time of feasting.And happiness because now the fruit of your grain is really being collected for a bountiful harvest.
那这段时间也是一个比较快乐的时间，为什么呢？因为人们可以收获粮食了，然后也会就是有一些庆祝。
So Naomi thinks of a plan and asks Ruth to go quietly at night and observe this whole process and particularly.Watch Boaz.
那这个Naomi 呢就有一个计划，他就派路德呢悄悄的去，然后让他看这个过程。最主要呢，要让他注意，要观察这个波阿斯。
And so she instructs Ruth to wait until Boaz is by himself.After he has eaten and drinking wine and is by himself to approach him and uncover his feet.
然后他就让这个路德呢要一直等到波阿斯吃饱喝足了，然后去睡觉了，那然后他去悄悄地去把他的这个被子的脚打开。
After she uncovers his feet,Boaz wakes up probably because the cold of the night has wakened him up and Ruth says to Boaz verse 9 spread the corner of your garment over me since you are the guardian redeemer of our family
因为在晚上的时候他当路德把波阿斯这个脚前就是这个一个被角打开的时候，也有可能是晚上的冷风啊。这个布阿斯就醒了，那他醒了就会问是你是谁啊？路德就说：“求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。”
So the question is two things: What is this spreading of the corner of the garment? What is the meaning of that?
那个就是那现在就有两个问题了。就是把这个被角打开，是个什么意思？或者用你的衣襟遮盖我又是什么意思
？And what is the meaning of guardian redeemer？
那还有就是一个致敬的亲属又是什么意思
？It's really interesting. In the new NIV translation, is called guardian redeemer. In the old NIV translation, is usually called kinsman redeemer. They changed the term for some reason.
就是这个不同的译本呢，有说这个是叫救赎者，或者是赎回的人，赎回产业的人。
Now the NIV has an interesting footnote you'll see under A, and if you look in your Bibles, the NIV footnote says the Hebrew word for guardian redeemer is a legal term for one who has the obligation to redeem a relative in serious difficulty.
所以在这个 NIV 呢，它有一个小的注解，注解就是说这个救赎者的意思呢，就是因着这个亲属的关系，他有责任和义务来赎回本族的土地，并为其传宗接代。
So this guardian redeemer issue is some kind of social custom or social obligation. Ruth is asking Boaz to live up to this social obligation as guardian redeemer of their family.
所以这个赎回产业者呢，是一个就是这个人际关系这个社会层面的对人的一个责任的一个责任的。对人的一个责任，所以路德在这里呢就请求波阿斯要来履行这个责任。
This is so interesting because I think those from the Chinese culture can really understand the idea of social obligations. I'm sure you have many stories in your ancestors where one family becomes poor, someone becomes a widow, you have to adopt their children into your family.
就像我们作为中国人呢，可能对一些这种社会上的责任的要求，我们也会有一些认识的。比如说，有如果亲戚家很穷那你就有责任，可能就如果他们就是要去领养他家的小孩。
In the Old Testament, ancient Israel, they had this social obligation as well, the concept of the guardian redeemer.
那所以这个希伯来人呢，他们犹太人，他们也有这样他们的就是社会的责任，就是说那要赎回亲族的产业者，要这样的救赎者。
For example, in Leviticus 25:25, it says there, if one of your fellow Israelites becomes poor and sells some of their property, their nearest relative is to come and redeem what they have sold.
就像比如利未记25:25这样记，你的弟兄若渐渐穷乏，卖了几分地业，他致敬的亲属就要来把弟兄所卖的赎回。
In Deuteronomy 25:5, he says, if brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her.And fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bears shall carry on the name of the dead brother, so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel.
在生命记25:5-6这样记载，弟兄同居，若死了一个，没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人，她丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分。娶她为妻，与她同房。妇人生的长子必归此兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。
So sometimes the obligation of the guardian redeemer is to buy back family property or even raising up a son for a widowed relative.
所以这个赎回者他的责任呢，有的时候可能是要把他这个弟兄卖了的田产买回来，那也有的时候呢是需要娶这位他已经过世的娶他过世的弟兄的妻。
Now what is this other issue about spreading the corner of the garment?
那另一个就是说把这个衣角来遮盖又是一个什么习俗呢？
Spreading the corner of a garment was simply an ancient custom symbolizing marriage. Even some societies today in the Middle East or in Arabic societies, they have a similar custom. It's just symbolic of marriage.
那就是把这个衣角披在女子身上呢，是一个象征着婚姻的一个古老习俗，至今其实在某些中东国家或者阿拉伯国家依然有这样的习俗。
We have one clear example of this in the Old Testament using the same exact phrase, both in English and in Hebrew.
那在这个旧约中有一节呢，都也不管是在希伯来文和英文呢，都用了这个衣角来表达这个意思。
Ezekiel 16:8, God says, later I passed by, and when I looked at you and saw that you were old enough for love, I spread the corner of my garment over you and covered your naked body. I gave you my solemn oath and entered into a covenant with you, declares the sovereign Lord, and you became mine.
就是在旧约以西结16:8这样记，我从你旁边经过，看见你的时候正动爱情，便用衣襟搭在你身上，遮盖你的赤体，又向你起誓与你结盟，你就归于我。这是主耶和华说的。
So what Ruth was doing was proposing marriage to Boaz instead of Boaz proposing marriage to her.
所以我们在这里就是看到路德呢的表达，就是路德向波阿斯表达心意，来向波阿斯求婚，而不是反过来波阿斯向路德求婚。
But more than that, she was indicating her willingness to marry him, remain in Naomi's family to continue the family line and name.
不仅是说他向波阿斯就是求婚，而且他也表明了他的心意，不仅是嫁给他，但是他愿意继续留在拿奥米的家中，而不是离开去嫁到别的族人，这样的话就可以保持拿奥米他们家的这个族谱。
More importantly than proposing marriage to Boaz, she was saying.She is willing to sacrifice her own happiness for the sake of Naomi's family. Of course, she could have gone off and married any other young man.
就是她不仅哈，就是向波阿斯表达了她愿意嫁给他，而且她还更重要的是，她表达了她愿意留在这个拿奥米的家族中，而不是就是随便找一个因为她如果可以嫁给别人，她可以嫁给其他的年轻人，这样的话她就。可以不用留在拿奥米家的。
We read in Ruth chapter 3 verse 10, The Lord bless you, my daughter, Boaz replied. This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor.
因为接下来在3:10，波阿斯这么说，说女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。
In this verse, the word kindness is the Hebrew word chesed, which was so important, which means loving kindness, grace, and a very important theme in the book of Ruth.
因为就是这个词儿哈，这个恩这个词，它表达的这种恩典、祝福和这种大恩，是在这个路德记里非常重要的一个词。
Notice also it says, Ruth, you have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor.
然后他在这里说。你没有去跟这种无论是贫富的这种少年人、年轻人。
In Hebrew, the word for younger men is not the usual Hebrew word for young men. It's a different word that means choice young men. In other words, attractive, choice, special young men, whether rich or poor.
就是他在这里这个原文中这个。少年人不是一个简单的少年人这个词儿，而是就是说被选中的，就意思就是说很有吸引力的就是英俊潇洒的年轻人的意思。
Now Boaz accepts Ruth's proposal, but there is a problem.
那所以波阿斯在这里接受了路德的求婚，但是却还有个问题。
Ruth 3:11-13, and now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am a guardian redeemer of our family, there is another who is more closely related than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to do his duty as your guardian redeemer, good. Let him redeem you.But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning.
因为接下来路德记三章十一节到十三节这么说，布阿斯说，女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的我必照着行，我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子，我实在是你一个至敬的亲属，只是还有一个人比我更近，你今夜在这里住宿，明早他若肯为你尽亲属的本分，就由他吧，倘若不肯，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我必为你尽了本分，你只管躺到天亮。
The problem is that there is a relative, a guardian redeemer who's closer, and there was an order of priority, number one, number two, number three.
所以这问题呢，就在于说，这里有另一个亲属呢，他比布阿斯离这个作为这个赎回者更近，因为这个赎回者其实也是按远近是有顺序的，有赎回者一二三这样，就是布阿斯排第二。
And so the nearer, the closer relative must choose first.
所以就是有这个最高级别的这个离赎回者最高级别的人，他有权利先选择。
This reminds me of another theme in Ruth chapter 3, and that is God's providence is seen in human actions, but those actions must also be the right actions.
所以我在第三章也看到，就是说，神的恩典呢是通过人的行为来达到的，但是呢，人的行为也要是这个正确的，合规的行为。
We see that Boaz is a righteous man who follows the ancient law meticulously.
所以我们在这里看到呢，布阿斯是一个很正直的人，他很认真的来遵守这个他们这个世上的这个社会所定下来的这种秩序。
He could have just went ahead and married Ruth and not waited for the nearer kinsman redeemer.
因为他可以就跟路德结婚，然后就来实行他的权利，就不用，就是说，不用等着，因为他有这个机会，他就不用等着比他更有权利的人先来尽这个义务。
He is so fair and righteous, he would not take over someone else's right first.
所以他是一个很正直公平的人，所以他不会就直接就去把别人的这个权利就先实，那他有机会来实行别人的权利，但是他没有这样做。
At the same time, we see his kindness, we see his chesed, because he says, no matter what happens, I will take care of you.
而且呢，我们也看到他是一个极愿有恩典的人，为什么呢？他就来告诉路德，不管发生什么事情，我一定会帮你，这个就是帮你成就你的需要。
In these verses, he says, if the nearer kinsman redeemer will redeem, good, but if not, and he swears as surely as God lives, that's a swear, he's swearing to God, I will do it.
因为他是这么说，说如果那个亲属他要尽本分的话，就由他。如果他不肯呢，我是指着永生的耶和华起誓，他在这里起誓了，说我必为你尽了本分。
So another thing we see in this chapter is that in human action, God's providence is seen in human actions, but at the same time, those actions must be the right actions.
所以我们在这个第三章看到哈，就是虽然神要通过人来成就事情，但是我们要知道，我们人的行为一定要合规，就是要是诚实正直，合神心意的。
In our Bibles, the book of Ruth follows the book of Judges, and there's a beautiful contrast between Judges, the story of Judges, and the story of Ruth.
因为路德记，我们在圣经里知道，路德记紧跟着士师记之后，这个路德记和士师记就非常的就是对立哈，就是因为士师记又是另外一个情景。
The book of Ruth is set in the days of the judges, chapter 1, verse 1, in the days when the judges ruled.
因为路德记其实它发生在这个士师记的时代。
If you recall, the the days of the judges was a time of violence and chaos. There were 12 tribes, no king. There were just 12 separate tribes doing their own thing.
你回想一下，你可能记得，就是士师的时代呢，是一个充满着暴力和混乱的时代。因为当时以色列人是那个没有王，然后是士师，他们这个十二个支派之间，在就是有不同的士师来治理，那是一段非常的混乱、远离神的一段时间。
The very last verse of the book of Judges ends with this theme.Verse 25, in those days there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
因为士师记的最后一节是这么说的，21章25节说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
The book of Ruth is a beautiful contrast with the book of Judges, because in the book of Ruth, Ruth and Boaz do everything that is right in God's eyes.
然而路德记虽然这个发生在士师秉政的这个时期，然而却跟当时的这个社会环境是完全相反的。那他所表现的路德记所表现出来的是，他们行一切在神眼中为正直的事。
So in Judges, everyone does what is right in their own eyes, but in Ruth, Ruth and Boaz.Does everything right in God's eyes at the sacrifice of their own selves.
所以不像当时士师记的时候，人们都按照自己的心意任意而行。然而在路德记呢，这个路德和波阿斯却愿意牺牲自己的利益而行一切神眼中为正直的事。
Now I want to share an interpretation of Naomi.That you may never have heard before, so stay tuned and think about it.
我也想跟大家，要是就是分享一下，拿俄米就是他的计划。你们可能以前没有这么想过。我希望等会你们都能够打起精神来，继续听下去。
In my very first message, I shared with you that from the Book of Ruth, I did not have a very positive impression of Naomi.
那我因为我记得一开始跟大家讲这个路德记的时候，我可能跟大家有分享过，我之前一直就是对拿俄米这个人就没有很就是好的看，就是对他有一些负面的看法。
At the end of chapter one, she goes to the village. People see her and she says, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara because my life is bitter." She's a bitter old woman.
因为在这个第一章在结束的时候，他回到他的家乡，当人们叫他拿俄米，就是甜的意思的时候，拿俄米说：“哦，你们不要叫我甜，因为我过得特别苦，你们应该叫我苦。”所以你就可以看是一个比较这个苦读的这个老妇人。
Another reason why I do not like Naomi is because of this chapter.
那我不喜欢路德的不喜欢拿俄米的另一个原因呢，也是这一章所发生的事。
This is a very unusual chapter compared to Act 1, Scene 1. Ruth and Naomi in the open day on the road to Bethlehem.
因为这一章所记录的呢，就跟这个第一章在这个路上拿俄米和路德。在这种光天就是白天所发生的事情跟这一章晚上所发生的事情非常的不一样。
Ruth chapter 2, Act 2, it's Boaz and Ruth in the open fields with the field workers during the day.
那个同样的路德记呢第二章也是白天在这个打谷场上是一个就是公共场合路德和波阿斯的故事。
This is the only scene in chapter where Ruth and Boaz are alone together at night.
所以呢，这一章呢是唯一，就是这四幕里面是路德和波阿斯呢两个人单独在晚间相处。
And the language of the Hebrew is very suggestive. There's double meaning clearly in this scene. Double meaning.
而且呢，就是。这一 这一节里面，这个情节里面叙述情节所用的很多词呢，在希伯来文里面都是有多重双重含义的。
Now the words in the narrative and story can be literal or figurative. The expression uncover the feet can be literally to uncover the feet of someone. Maybe they have a blanket as you see here, or maybe their robe is uncovered for their feet.
就是比如说这个揭开脚这样这个一个表达，你既可以是因为很多词，就比如说揭开脚这个词，你既可以是这种字面上的理解，也可以是有比喻的意思，就是可以从表面上来说，就是把盖在脚上这个布打开。
But it could also have another meaning. It could be figurative for sexual intercourse.
那也可以用这个它的另一个，就是如果用比喻的话，这个脚这个词也可以是就是发生性关系。
The word feet in Hebrew can also sometimes mean the male or even female sexual organs.
因为希伯来这个脚这个词呢，既可以就是我们这个足脚，但也可以指男性甚至女性的生殖器。
Here's one example. In 1 Samuel, we have King Saul, and he came to the sheepfolds by the way where there was a cave, and Saul went in to, quote, relieve himself.
那另一个记录，比如说就是在旧约里面，萨姆尔记上，就是讲到这个大卫看着这个扫罗进那个洞，然后他去这个去进洞里面就是去大解。就是放咱们叫对。
Even in the ESV, there's a footnote too. And the footnote says, in the Hebrew, this expression is cover his feet.
所以这大解这个词儿呢，它在这个圣经希伯来语，它也在这个圣经的有一个注脚，就是意思遮盖他的脚。
Now, admittedly, this is a little different.To relieve himself means to cover his feet, not uncover, but the idea is that feet refers to the male sexual organ.
那所以就是就像比如说这个地方说遮盖他的脚，其实是说他大便那也所以他这个脚也可以说是男士的生殖器。
Many of the Hebrew verbs in the story also have a double meaning. Sometimes they might mean one thing, but sometimes it's a way of referring to sexual intercourse.
那然后这个故事中的许多希伯来词的动词呢，也都是有双重的含义。
Many times the Hebrew word shakav, to lie or to lie down with, is in this story.
就比如说 shakar 这个词也多次的就是这个希伯来词多次的被使用。
It could mean literally to lie down, but figuratively it could also mean to have sexual intercourse.
那它既可以是字面的意思就是躺下，但是也可以是就是同情。
The Hebrew word yada, to know, is also repeated in this story.But yada, to know, can also mean to have sexual intercourse. Like Adam knew Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to a son.
就是亚大这个词，希伯来词，既可以就是表面的意思，就是知道或者认识，但也可以是讲同房。就比如说这个亚当认识夏娃，其实亚当与夏娃同房，是生子。
The Hebrew word bow means to enter, and this word can also mean to engage in sexual intercourse.
然后这个 bow 这个词既可以是字面上进入的意思，但也可以是发生性关系的意思。
In fact, this word bow is used in Ruth chapter 4, verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her.And the Lord gave her conception.
然后就在这个路德记四章十三节后面，这个抱这个词也用了，就是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶和华使他怀孕。
So when ancient Israelite is reading the story, there's clearly a double meaning, and you are supposed to wonder what is going on here. Is it literal or figurative? There's ambiguity and uncertainty in reading the story.
所以当你读原文的时候，这些希伯来的词，那你就会想到底这个是什么意思。
Some scholars believe that Naomi had a plot of seduction and entrapment.
那有些学者呢是认为哈，拿俄米就是故意来安排了就是这样的一个夜间的会面，他是想让这个路德去引诱波阿斯，然后让波阿斯能够来履行他的义务。
Why does Naomi have Ruth go in this way and manner for her to propose to Boaz in the middle of the night, all by themselves? What was her plan? Was she? Some scholars feel that her plan was for Ruth to seduce Boaz, force a relationship of marriage.
因为有些学者这么认为，说为什么这个拿俄米出的主意是让用这种形式，因为又是晚上，然后又是独自一个人，那就是有些学者就认为拿俄米呢是故意的想让这个路德去引诱波阿斯，这样的话呢，他就波阿斯就不得不来履行这个拯救者的就是赎回者的这个责任。
Naomi tells Ruth to wash, put on perfume and get dressed in your best clothes.
因为那个 Naomi 让路德说你要洗漱啊，要抹上香膏，然后穿上你最好的衣服。
She tells Ruth to wait until he has finished eating and drinking.
然后还要让他等着他吃饱喝足了。
Then go and uncover his feet and lie down.
然后呢，你去揭开他脚上的被子，然后躺下。
Now this is a very tempting situation for a single man and a young woman at night, all alone.
因为这对于一个单身男士来说呢，这个大半夜和一个年轻的女子，单独相处是一个很具有就是是很有挑衅的这个就是有很有挑逗的一个场景。
So what do you think? This is why I don't have a good impression of Naomi. I think she was planning some kind of seduction and entrapment.
因为我不知道你怎么想哈，我看了这个时候我就觉得，这个拿俄米呢，这个人就是真的是有一点精心策划，想要这个引诱波阿斯的。
Because this is a great temptation for any normal man and woman, but Ruth and Boaz are not normal.
但是就因为对一个正常的这个单身男女来说，这个都是很具有就是容易犯错的一个场景。然而呢，路德和波阿斯呢，却不是一个一般的男女。
I think the whole tenor and tone of the story is that nothing happened. They were pure and faithful to each other.
然而我认为这个从故事的表达，你就看到什么也没有发生。那整个这个波阿斯和路德的行为都是纯洁无瑕，而且是无私正直的。
They were pure and righteous in their behaviors.
就是他们的行为都是很纯正。
Ruth 3:11. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people in my town know that you are a woman of noble character.
因为在这个路德记这个三章十一节，布阿斯是这么说的，说女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的我必照着行，我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。
In spite of this possible plot or entrapment or the ambiguity of a scene at night, Boaz and Ruth remain faithful and righteous characters.
所以不管是不是这个拿奥米的这个精心策划，或者这个当时的场景是多么的具有这个诱惑性，然而我们的这个故事的主角布阿斯和路德呢，他们都活出了这种纯洁无瑕的这个行动。
And we see once again the providence of God in human actions, but human actions which are the right actions.
所以我们就是看到哈，神呢通过人的这种行为来来供给，来保守。那然而呢，人这些人的行为呢，也要是诚实正直的正确的行为。
I want to close with a quotation from one of my favorite commentaries on the Book of Ruth.
我想结束的时候呢，引用一个我很喜欢的这个圣经注释。
Once again, God is present in this story where responsible human beings act as God to one another.
所以在这个故事中呢，神再一次的临到，那他是通过这些有责任感的人来实现的。
Next time, we'll look at Ruth chapter 4, where we have Boaz and the other kinsman redeemer meeting at the city gate.
那我们下一次呢，就来讲第四章。那就是波阿斯在城门口和另一位至近亲属的见面。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们来结束祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of Ruth.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们真是感谢你赐给我们路德这个故事。
How we see your grace, your loving kindness and chesed manifested in human actions.
我们看到你的恩典和供给是通过人的行为来实现。
But those actions must be the right actions that honor you.
然而人的行为也必须是正确的行为，能够尊崇你。
And so we pray in all our own human actions that you would be pleased.
我们也为我们自己的行为向你祈祷，愿我们的行为讨你喜悦。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告，祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Would you please stand with me? We sing a responding song. Oh. face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you.